Hussein Obama do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States
and will to the best of my ability
preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
Now, I congratulate you, sir.
The collective voices of presidents reading the responsive phrases in the oath of office. Part of the ritual of the inauguration coming up on Monday once again. And since 1961, this ritual has included the reading of a poem. Here's Robert Frost at the inauguration of JFK.
Such as she would become, has become, and for this occasion, let me change that to what she will become.
This poem at the inaugural business was resurrected after a Republican hiatus by Bill Clinton, who tapped poet Maya Angelou.
But today, the rock cries out to us, clearly, forcefully, come, you may stand upon my back and face your distant destiny, but seek no haven in my shadow. I will give you no hiding place down here.
President Barack Obama continuing this tradition, Richard Blanco becomes inaugural poet number 5. But why do we need specific poets? The poetry of the inauguration itself might inspire the people's voice to generate a people's poem. Now, there's a task worthy of Jefferson in the era of Twitter, creating the first wiki crowdsourced inaugural poem for Monday's ceremony. That's what we're doing. And we've solicited the advice of a veteran American poet, Kwame Dawes, who teaches out at the University of Nebraska, for this project. Welcome to The Takeaway, Kwame.
Thanks for having me.
And let's talk a little bit about, you know, where the poem fits in this inaugural ceremony. What do you think went through Robert Frost's mind when JFK said, hey, we really want you to read a poem at the inauguration?
I think Frost was fascinated because in the communications that they had with each other, apparently, JFK sent him a telegram asking him to do this thing, and he telegrammed JFK back and said, I'd be happy to do it. He says, if you are brave enough, essentially, I'm paraphrasing, if you're brave enough as such a young man to be running this country, then as an older man, I should be able to face the nation with some poetry. So there was a sense in which he, you know, it was the first time, and so I think he was struck by it and impressed by it. So it's clear that Frost was honored by the gesture and thought it was really important for poetry. This is the golden age of America, but it's the golden age of poetry, for instance. So clearly he thought it was a big moment for poetry.
And I suspect poets have had many years to think about what the role is of a poem in an inauguration. I mean, my impression always was, you know, oh, great, JFK is doing this because, you know, he's a Harvard guy and he's got to make it all very academic and smarty pants. But what do you think the original idea was in having Frost be a part of this, and how has it evolved?
I think the original idea was based on the notion that poetry was important to somebody. I mean, it's clear that in all the presidents who have engaged poets, they have a kind of literary interest. I think that's clear. But I think also that Kennedy was keen to bring in a certain kind of gravitas and a certain kind of importance and excitement to the occasion. Politically, Kennedy thought it would be a wise idea to include somebody as popular as Frost on the stage.
You know, Kwame, there's a bit of a branding problem for poets in the sense that it's always the Democrats and kind of the touchy-feely Democrats that really go for this poetry thing here. Is it important, do you think, for the poets of the world to get a Republican president or two to go along with this idea?
How are we going to do this? we're going to say, if you don't pick a poet, we will not vote for you. I don't know. I mean, I think I like to think of the individuals in question. I think Kennedy was clearly a person who was interested in literature and he found that valuable. Clinton is obviously somebody who's an avid reader, but not reader of just historical texts or economic texts as Nixon was, but saw the place of literature in society and its importance.
Well, you've got me thinking. I can certainly imagine General Eisenhower, with all the victories on those classical battlefields in Europe, imagining some of the classical poets, even though he didn't do it in the inauguration. And certainly Lincoln, in his second inaugural, with Malice Toward None and Charity for All, is practically a poet himself.
Well, I think that's the point, though. I think Lincoln, Lincoln had one thing. I mean, he wrote brief and tight and very poetic kind of articulations. At the time of Lincoln, we were still sort of under the shadow of the British colonial idea of what the poetry is. So there was Whitman, and Longfellow and some of these other people, but I don't think the idea of American poetry was established. There's a way in which these presidents are doing something political by bringing in a poet, because then by the choice of the person they pick, they gain some kind of political mileage or make some political statement.
Well, this is fascinating. I could talk to you all day about poets and this sort of American voice, literary voice. And in many ways, the story of the American poetic voice is a little bit of this story of poetry in the inauguration. We don't want to do anything to upstage Richard Blanco, who's going to be the poet this time around, but we do have some work to do, Kwame.
Yes, we do.
And what we would like to do is to create a people's poem for the inauguration using the techniques of, wiki crowdsourcing and Twitter. And you're going to get us started. Is that right?
That's the plan. I'm going to give the first line of what I think might serve to be a good people's poet. And hopefully other people will add to that. And maybe we'll build something that could be a collective poem.
Now, did you come up with a title, or are we going to crowdsource that as well?
I have a title, but I think it'd be cool to crowdsource it. I have a title, though. Let me give my title.
All right, go for it.
Yeah. My title is Hope. That's my title. Very simple. Hope. H-O-P-E.
And the first line?
The first line is, say, nation, in the wake of quarrels, say, hope.
Oh, the bar is high.
Oh, it's very high.
Oh, I've got some goosebumps there. Thanks to Kwame Dawes, poet and author of Duppy Conqueror, New and Selected Poems. Now, you have a job to do. We need you to help us finish this poem. We just tweeted out Kwame's first line, or the people's first line. Tweet us back with your next line using the hashtag PrezPoem. That's Prez with a Z. Get inspiration. See what other listeners have to say. Follow the PrezPoem hashtag all day long. Between now and Inauguration Day, you can check in to see the poem's first draft, and you can add lines at any time. That's PrezPoem, the hashtag PrezPoem on Twitter. We'll be collecting all of your lines, the whole wiki poem, at thetakeaway.org. Maya Angelou spoke for more than 6 minutes at the Clinton inaugural. The people ought to be able to match that.